Hi there. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera hotline. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, this is Amadi
yes,
Legal
sir.
Info Center. I have a claimant online. Her name is Tahira McDaniel.
All right. I believe I have it on my end. I'm going to just get the spelling of the first name. It's T-A-A-H-I-R-A-H. And then for the last, thank you. And then for the last name, I got M-C-D. A N I E L. Is that correct?
That's right.
Thank you. And then for the phone number, I have 678-531-2410. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you so much, Ahmad. You can transfer over.
It's online now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hi. Once again, my name is Lupe speaking on a recorded line. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
All righty. And then this question's kind of similar to what I just asked, but a little bit differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, that you have not signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, thank you for confirming. And then you are filing this claim for yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All righty. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
All righty. I'm sorry to hear that as well. All right. And then can I get the date?
I actually was on it for 4 years. So.
4 years? Okay. I see. And
yeah.
Then what was the date of your diagnosis for the meningioma?
December 21st, 2021.
You said 21st of December?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you for confirming. Just going to put that down here for you. So I got 12/21/2021. All right. And then can you please confirm your date of birth?
11/27/1997.
So I got 11/27/1997. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
No, not off the top of my head.
No worries. And at the end of the call, I'll be texting you with my direct number, giving you the attorney's information. So feel free to give that direct number to anyone who may need it, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And then did you use a name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then did you ever use the generic version?
No.
Alrighty, so that would be a no. And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
And yes, then I actually was on it for 4 years.
4 years. Yeah, I recall you telling me this. Thank you for that. And then, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before being diagnosed?
Yes, I actually had 16 injections.
Within a year?
I took one every 3 months.
No. Oh, in total. I see what you mean.
For the 4 years.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Sorry about that. All right, so you would get like 4 injections every year? All right, I see.
Yes.
All right, and then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
All righty. And then this is just for your usage years. We're first going to start off when you first started using the Depo Provera. When did you start using the Depo?
I started using Depo Provera in November 2017.
2010. No worries. So you said November of 2010?
2017.
Oh, 17.
2017.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yes.
So November of 2017, do you remember the date perhaps, or you want me to just put the first, just to be safe?
You can put the first,
because
right. I don't remember.
No, yeah, it was a while back, so yeah, I can imagine. So for when you first started using Depo, I got 11/01/2017, and then what would be when you stopped using Depo?
December 2021. So I would say December 1st, 2021.
Thank you so much. Alrighty. So I got 12/01/2021 when you stopped. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And then for the recording, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. I already knew that. I just had to ask for the recording, ma'am. Thank you. And then, thank you. And then I have, let me just confirm the spelling of your first name. I got T-A-A-H-I-R-A-H. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Let me just put that here for you. Do you have a middle name?
Fahima, but you can just put the initials of S.
S as in Sam, right? For the middle name? For the initial?
S as in space.
As in space?
As in face.
Oh, face. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Alrighty. And then your last name, I have it as capital M and then C D A N I E L. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just putting that here for you. All right. And then is there a suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, or no?
No.
Thank you for that. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security?
1-2-4-8-6-6-6-7-7.
All right. I'm going to repeat this for you. I got 1-2-4-8-6-6-6-7-7. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And then I'm just going to confirm the email here I have on file. It's TAAHIRAHMCD.9@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then the primary phone number here I'll have on file is 678-531-2410. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then is this phone a mobile phone number?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, so what's basically going to happen, as soon as we're done with the intake here, I'm just going to hit the submit button. It's going to send over some documents over that requires some signatures. After the attorneys receive those signatures, it's going to take a couple of business days for them to reach out to you. What's the best contact preference for them to contact you? Phone? Text or email?
By text. If they have, but if they have to, they can call me.
Okay, I'll put that in the notes, but you prefer text, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then what would be the best time of day for you to expect the text, like morning, afternoon, or evening?
No preference.
No preference? Okay, I'll put morning down for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it only lets me choose one.
Afternoon. You can put afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Alrighty. And then can you...
I know I'll guarantee open afternoon.
I got you. And then can you please provide me with your primary contact address?
1473 Conley Ave Southwest. Atlanta, Georgia. Reese Conley.
Conley, right?
Conall.
No, you're fine. So
C-O-N-N.
I got
Conn.
So
the same
twin
address that you have on file. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're fine. Cause it's not. I didn't have no address populate for me, so I'm gonna have to manually put it for myself. So what I put down is 1473, and then Conley is spelled Conally, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's
Southwest.
Oh, Avenue. And then Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia,
Southwest.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you so
yes.
much. I apologize for that. And then
30310.
Perfect. No, I found it. Is this a house or is there like a unit or an apartment
yes.
number? Oh,
it's
a house.
A house.
Okay.
The unit number is B.
Oh, unit
it's
B.
It's a duplex, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to put unit B here for you. So I'm going to repeat this here for you one more time. I got 1473 Conley Avenue Southwest, Unit B, Atlanta, And then county is Fulton. I can't. Yeah, it's Fulton County, Fulton County, and then Georgia.
Yes.
30310. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And now we're just moving up to your medical information. Can I get your diagnosing doctor name?
My diagnosing doctor's name is. Oh, that hurts. His name is Dr. Bender, and Oh boy, I'm sorry.
Take your
I'm getting my hair done.
No, you're fine. I know it's a lot of information I'm asking for, so no worries. What was the first name of that doctor that diagnosed you? Do you remember?
David.
David? Okay. So first David. Name is David. I got you. So first name is David. Do you remember his last name, perhaps?
Yes. E-N-G-L-I-S.
Right. Georgia. I found a David, and then the last name is B-E-N-G-L-I-S. Is that how you...
Yes.
Oh, there you go. I found them then. Alrighty. And then, do you know the diagnosing facility name, like the hospital where you were diagnosed at?
Yes, Piedmont Hospital.
Piedmont Hospital. And then is that 1968 Peach Street Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Let me put this here for you, okay? Bear with me here. Facility name. Thank you so much. Address is right here. Alrighty. I got the phone number here. Alrighty, and then, is there any prior cancer diagnosis?
Oh, no.
No? Well, I'm glad to hear that. And then for the treating doctor, is that the same doctor who diagnosed you? Would it be David as well?
Yes.
Alrighty, I'm gonna put him down here as well. Thank you for that. And then at the same hospital, right? Of course. Piedmont. Okay. Alrighty, now it's asking for the prescribing doctor name. Would it be David as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for that. And then, do you remember the pharmacy name? Like, did they pick it up from Walmart, or do you remember the pharmacy name?
Oh, I picked it up from CVS.
CVS, okay. Alrighty, let me look this up for you. Do you remember the pharmacy address, the address of CVS where you got them at?
No, not to be off the top of my head, no.
All right. No, you're good. I can help you with that. I looked up CVS Piedmont Hospital. There's one in 1943 Peach Street, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. Do you think that would be the CVS that you went to pick it up, or?
I believe so, but it's been such a minute now. I really don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm gonna put you on a quick 1 minute hold. Okay, it shouldn't take too long. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Alrighty, thank you so much. I'm just trying to see if I can. Alrighty. And to the best of your knowledge, do you think that would be the address? It's right next to the Piedmont
Yes,
Hospital. Alrighty.
I believe so. I
Okay.
believe so.
No worries. And that was at 1943 P Street, Northeast Atlanta. Okay, let me put this here for you. Ready. We're almost done here. Next question is just asking, do you have a copy of the medical records? No
No,
worries.
not on.
Not on you.
Okay.
Okay. But you do know the
Yeah.
medical records exist though, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you were to able to obtain the medical records, what's the best way for you to provide these medical records? Would it be by mail, electronically, or both?
Well, electronically.
Electronically works. Okay. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
Yes.
Yes, you would. Okay. And then does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
They don't live with me.
Okay. Can I get their first name?
Anzie.
So I got Anzie.
Anzie.
IE. Okay. And then what is the initial of their last name?
MCD.
So M as in Mary, right, for the last name? Just
M as
Mary.
in Mary, C as in
Okay.
cat, D as in dog.
MCD? Oh, I get you. I get what you mean.
No.
So I got the first name I got Anzie, and then after that I got MCD. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And then their emergency phone number. So can you please provide me with their phone number?
404-404-454-3668.
All right, it is 404-454-3668.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then what is the relationship to you?
Mom.
Mother, okay. All righty. And then it's asking for emergency contact email. Would you want me to just put down your email?
Yeah, you can put down my email.
Okay. Let's copy and paste that for you. Alrighty, and then it's asking for emergency contact address. Would you want me to would you like to provide me with their address or?
I don't know her address by heart. I just.
No worries. I believe okay, let's see here. Alrighty. All right. I believe no, that should be fine. I'm just gonna look over the documents, check if I didn't miss anything on my end, okay? So just bear with me. I'm gonna put you in another 1 minute hold.
Okay.
Shouldn't take too long, okay? Just gonna look over it. You
Okay.
did great though,
No
okay?
problem.
Bear with me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, everything looks good. Yeah, just everything looks good. I just hit the submit button. It should be coming in any second, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
I
And
just
then
received a document
oh yeah,
in my
perfect. It's
email.
it sound yeah, I sent it through both as a text and as an email. It's just a link which you click and it takes you to those documents and it's under Guadalupe at Mass Torch Strategies, okay? All right, I'm gonna mute myself on my end. Just, call out my name if you have any other questions on, you know, signing the documents. I'm going to just be prepping up a text message, just sending you the attorney's information, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Alrighty, Miss McDaniel, it looks like, yeah, it looks completed on my end. Hey, you were pretty quick. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it is completed on my end. Basically, what's gonna happen now, it's gonna take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you to basically just let you know the next steps. But yeah, that's basically it. Basically, I did it my end. You did your end. You did a great job. I just want to confirm before I let you go if you received a text message with my direct number.
Okay, hold on.
No, you're
yes,
fine.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. And then right there on that text message, it shows the you know, the name of the law firm that's gonna be representing you and their phone number, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Is there any other more questions you may have for me before I let you go?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. You have a blessed day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.